Business Banking mit der ING.
Ich bin Lucia und ich bin Imkerin. Ich habe Millionen Arbeiterinnen, brauche aber nur ein Konto.
Hol dir jetzt dein ING-Geschäftskonto, die ersten 6 Monate kostenlos und mit bis zu 200 Euro Gutschrift. Das ING-Geschäftskonto. Dein Business, dein Banking.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Here's what's on the show today: voting early, laundromats, and an election cake. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Time now for the guy who'd rather watch 24 than have sex.
What you doing, baby?
I'm watching 24. Everything happens in real time.
Yeah? Shut off that TV and I'll show you a real good time.
Okay. The heck with 24. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, right there.
This has been the guy who likes 24 a lot.
Oh, I see.
Frankly, he'd rather have sex.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, you've already voted, right?
I did.
Okay.
But I'm taking my daughter to vote for her very first presidential election today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She can't drive herself?
Yeah. What the hell? Man.
She could, but I think it'd be kind of cool to take her.
Oh, yeah, tell her to take a chair. Take one of those portable chairs.
Are you insisting you take her? Or?
No, she asked me to. Thank you.
Well, she's not an adult. She can't go.
Yeah, no, I say if you can't get there on your own, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Yeah. That's what I say.
Call an Uber.
Yeah, I see a lot of people.
Don't bother me with your problems.
She's a freshman in college. She can't have a car on campus.
Okay. But a bike. Bike over.
Bike all the
can't
way down
you,
an hour
you,
away.
Can't you fudge the paper so she can get a car?
No, I don't want her to.
Come
have
on,
car.
Lori Loughlin, you can do something. By the way,
I do know the president of the university.
There you go.
Lori's in the slammer right now.
Yeah, yes. She sure is.
Probably, I don't know what time her tea time is, but.
Yeah, no joke.
She'll be going any minute now.
Just a couple of parents wanting
yep,
the best
just
for
a caring
child.
Mom.
That was my daughter's dream school and didn't get in.
Okay, now, where were we?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Okay, Christy Lee is once again at the news. What's going on over there?
Three men had to be rescued by firefighters after they got stuck in a tumble dryer or a dryer in Essex, England. These teens apparently were all believed to be, the men all believed to be in their late teens, were stuck in an industrial-sized dryer at a site in Epping Friday evening. Two of them had successfully climbed in. The third was trapped. Rescue workers used a variety of heavy equipment to remove the dryer door so that the third guy could free himself.
You see the video of this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that one guy, when he gets up, really has a bounce in his step.
Does he? Man, oh, man.
And miraculously, only one of the guys shrunk.
Oh, okay. That's good, yeah.
How about after the robbery, he likes to snuggle up with his...
He sure does.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
And actually, they were in there so long, they actually found all the socks that go missing in the dryer.
Oh, man. Yeah. Are they going to have to do time in Tide?
In Tide.
It was a stretch.
No, you should have. You should have maintained the list throughout the whole thing.
Well, the sentence was over.
Yeah, the sentence ended.
I heard that they were going to have to do time in Tide. See, that
go.
Way you get
okay.
the joke set up.
Oh, you're right. That's a better delivery.
Set up, release,
no,
punchline.
You wash your clothes in Tide. No, no, I can't wash them out Tide.
Yeah, it's too damn cold. Yeah,
very good.
Yeah,
I like that. Once again, welcome to Joke Autopsy.
Jeez.
What kind of morons?
They're teenage boys. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is not far from something I would have tried.
You would have gotten in a...
I got in a dryer once.
No wonder. Hey, she shrunk.
That's
look at her.
So well, that explains it.
I'm not joking.
Did they turn it on?
No, they threatened to, but they didn't believe I could fit in it. And okay. I could fit in there.
How drunk were you?
I wasn't drunk. I was a kid. We had a laundromat at the trailer park where I grew up. It was very nice. We used to have those little laundry basket races.
Christy, quit bragging, okay? Jeez.
Hey, what's your policy? What was your policy? Because the first apartment I had when I moved here, there was a washer and dryer, but it was downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And weirdly enough, Godwin years later lived in the same building.
Yeah, yeah, I was there.
But so you'd have to go downstairs with your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so if you'd go down there and there was someone's stuff wet in the washing machine, then you'd go back an hour later, it was still there, was your policy take it out?
Yes.
Okay, well, it was.
Put it on
the top of the washing machine.
That was my policy.
Everyone knows that.
You wouldn't even put it in the dryer for them?
Well, it was a pay.
Money.
You had to shove quarters into the thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag, but we had our own washer dryer in the trailer. We never had to use the laundromat for its purpose.
So you're going to take the guy's laundry out, put it in there, and shove in $4?
Yes, because I have had my wet laundry taken out and just sitting on the floor of the laundry.
You should have been on top of it.
Who was your servant last year?
No. You should have been on top. Yes.
There is a certain amount of, you need to be delicate. You need to be kind, because when it happens to you, you're going to get angry.
No, you're not being kind by leaving your wet clothes in the washer
for 2 hours.
I have had someone take my clothes out while the cycle was still going.
Well, okay, well, that's unacceptable.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah. I only do that if they're panties.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you got to.
Yeah, right.
Get your kicks.
How did you have a washer and dryer in the trailer?
We had a stackable.
It tip over?
No, we had a stackable.
Oh, well, your majesty.
It's too heavy for the trailer. Okay.
So that wasn't the washer. So you tied. So not only did you crawl inside a dryer, it was one of those little mini ones?
No. This was in the laundromat. We did have a laundromat in the clubhouse of our trailer park.
There was a clubhouse?
Yeah, we had a pool. It was nice. Very nice. Brand new.
I used to really like going to the laundromat.
Really?
Yeah.
I hated it.
I hated it,
Petoskey, Michigan. Of course. The first and only time I ever watched the show, The Golden Girls. Was it the laundromat?
What a great story.
It is a good show. Very witty.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it was a good,
that's
fun.
A great story.
You should watch The Golden Girls. It's quite fun.
It's witty. They love each other.
Yeah. Is it better than McHale's Navy? I doubt it.
It depends on your frame of mind.
It might be.
You know, 72% of the time is just Bea Arthur staring.
She's got a slow burn to rival the best of them.
I agree.
Didn't you?
I don't know about you and your penis.
And then she'll stare.
Oh, that's one of the great lines.
Jed McGee, I know you well enough to know that you kind of had a sort of a love affair with laundromats.
Love affair, but it was romanticized. We used to take our family vacations in the summertime. We'd go to different cities and visit different laundromats. That's right.
What?
Do you think Christie's life sounded nice?
Did you actually do laundry, or did you just go there to look at them?
Well, of course. We do the laundry.
Well, I didn't know.
When in Rome.
So did you take laundry with you that was dirty when you your first time?
No, we went to whatever town it was and knocked on people's doors. You got any dirty laundry? We'd give them to us. And
okay. I'm doing a color cycle. You guys got anything?
Yeah. Any whites? Sorry.
Depending on the town, that's
all
white. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hey.
Now, Josh, you have your own washer and dryer now.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you saying it like that?
Anything in there right now?
No. Yeah. I do laundry once a week. I have a week. You know.
Every day.
Yeah, I know you do.
Right now I've got some wet towels.
I caught all up yesterday.
When I get home,
I was very
excited. Put in the dryer.
Carbon footprint is...
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the energy?
All bunions.
The energy he's wasting washing that ugly-ass shirt.
Yeah, well, in any event...
Every morning you start your washer.
It's a sickness?
Pretty much.
It is a sickness.
It is.
It's absolutely a sickness. Anybody who does anything like that that often, it's a sickness.
And I hate to add, I do not like having dirty dishes.
Well, who does?
No one does. I will fill it halfway and go, start.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, I don't do that.
My sister's the exact opposite. She does dishes like once every month.
Oh, man.
Well, I've got everything crammed in there, so it'll come out nice and dirty.
I don't do that.
My dishes are virtually spotless when I put them in the dishwasher.
I do that, too.
Yeah, I kind of do that, too.
Yeah. For me, you clean them, and then you put them in, and the dishwasher takes care of the microbes.
Right,
but I've been windbagged, apparently, that...
I'm telling you,
contemporary
everywhere...
Contemporary dishwashers, you're supposed to have some
Yep, everything,
food on them for some reason.
It's like your freezer is colder with food in it. It's the same thing with
Seriously?
A dishwasher,
I guess. Simply don't buy
I'm just telling
the dirty
you.
Dishes in the dishwasher.
We've been windbagged repeatedly
make
about it.
Make it work better. It clogs it up.
If you guys are buying it or not, it's a fact.
No, it's not a fact. It's a lie.
It monitors, I believe, the soil level is what it's called.
The what?
The soil level. Huh. And so kind of the more stuff down there, the more power it's going to put out.
It's simply, they don't do that. You can
windbag
me all
day. And I've tried that, and the dishes are not completely
exactly.
clean.
Exactly. They're right. not clean.
So we could have a little experiment.
We could have Steve Kenmore.
That's right.
Send us an email.
Yes.
And said, Josh, it does. The cleaner your dishes, it depends on how dirty they are to start with. Don't clean them off before you put them in the
get out of here, Kenmore.
No.
Oh, that's his name. What am I saying? It's not Steve. It's Ken.
I have a letter from a windbagger. When Chick would do his tours of laundromats, did he ever stop in one in Dayton, Ohio called Astro Village? The laundromat had a space race NASA theme.
Oh, you missed a good one.
No. I lived over a laundromat in Fairborn, Ohio, on, I think it was Airport Road. I can't remember.
Also, it always smelled like nice, fresh laundry.
A little hot up there?
Yeah, a lot of...
You know, it's a nice place when it's Airport Road.
Frontage.
Oh, boy.
Well,
there's no bars on those windows.
No, of course not.
Check catching places.
I didn't live in Hillbilly, Missouri, but, you know, I made the best of a bad situation.
Hey, we may have had signs in my town with, you know, so-and-so turn back or whatever.
<Right. laughs>
When the lights go on.
If you're this color...
Hey, rough.
Okay, well, good luck voting with your daughter. Are you going to tell her who to vote for?
No. Okay. Of course not.
So now you're going to drop her there and then leave and then come back?
No, I'm just going to... Believe me.
You're going to take her hand? You're going to put her on one of those leashes and walk her through
the...
What a toddler. So where you vote, it's like Mayberry.
Baby.
There's like four people there.
Grow up, Sophie!
Who's she voting for?
Not,
Elmo? What a
there
trend.
Were not very... I don't know how busy it will be today, but it's on a nice square. I can sit outside and have a cup of coffee.
You're a nice square.
Booze. It'll be booze.
Oh, jeez.
Cup of coffee. Here you go.
White Claw looks like coffee.
In a coffee cup.
That's a fun thing. Starbucks
how about an
cup?
Irish cup?
Nobody
Irish
asks
coffee.
What's in a Starbucks cup, baby.
Irish it up, baby.
Yeah.
Mommy, can I go vote? Yes, honey. What are you, Grey Gardens? That's what's going to happen next. You and Sophie living together with possums in your kitchen. You wait and see.
Oh, it won't be Sophie. It'll be the other one.
Josh, you haven't voted yet?
No, I'm going on election day when no one will be there.
Yeah. That's what I've been thinking about.
Willie, I was in line for 2 hours and 11 minutes. I timed it. You were in line for how long?
I was there for 4 hours.
And everybody was spaced out. Let me ask you this in all truth. Did anybody talk politics?
Oh, no, of course not.
I thought it was amazing. Not a single word. One guy came up to me and he said, who are you going to vote for? And I said, look, that's between me and the guy that paid me to vote for him.
That's a great job.
I swear to God, though, I should get some kind of citizenship award. There was a guy behind me. There was a guy behind
citizenship?
Me. What did I say?
Are you trying to? Are you bothering people?
Right, right.
Are you bothering people in line while they're voting?
No, there was a guy behind
me. Get out of here, Griswold.
Had on the worst cologne, and we were outside with a breeze, and I don't know what this was like. Oh, to ass. And depending on whether, because the line kept shifting around, then, oh, God.
Oh, boy. So why would you get the award? Did you douse
you didn't
him
kill
with water?
Him?
No, because I didn't. Oh. I didn't leave.
Oh,
I see.
I did. At one point, I did turn to him and I said, "You know, you could make a lot of money if you pulled up here in a food truck." We've been standing here with,
yes,
yeah, you know, and they should put some
that's a conversation
portalettes here. I almost did a straight ticket because I had to pee so bad. Well, I wasn't going to do a straight ticket, but God, do I have to go?
Oh, gosh, there are a lot of judges.
Yeah.
Sorry, Governor, I had to pee. I waited in line for more than 2 hours. Willie waited for more than four.
Wow.
Yeah, but now I know exactly how to do it. So on Tuesday when I vote again.
Yeah. Oh, you are an Illinois resident.
No, yeah, I vote in the, I go all, yeah.
Ah, there you go. You
know, Christy, of course, votes in Mayberry.
Yep.
Was Sheriff
Five
Taylor
minutes.
There when you went
Five
in?
5 minutes in and out. Okay. Didn't see Sheriff Taylor. There was a sheriff's car sitting out front with a guy in it. I'm assuming he's a sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Telling people who to vote for.
Did no, you guys have, he didn't
have
say
the,
a word.
The puncture, the thing?
No.
Oh, no?
The one we had was...
You push buttons. They put a card in and you push buttons?
Ah, yeah.
Is that what you had?
Yeah. Yeah, and then this thing comes out. You, oh you put your
Who
thing in, you? Slides in.
There had to be a team.
Out.
There had to be a team of men helping you.
No, they help everybody because
yeah, the guy does it for you.
He didn't say they didn't help him. He said they helped him.
No. After you get out, they go, "Don't put it in the envelope." Uh-huh. And you take it up to this booth, and then
oh, yours was totally different.
It's different everywhere.
We have to see who you voted for and whether it goes into yeah. this box or that trash.
You know, there's a lady with a piece of chalk on her finger. You
really?
Know.
Because they just gave me the guy. I showed him my ID. They gave me a card. I handed it to the guy. He put it in the machine. I hit all the buttons. He came out, took the card.
Ours is different. It's different everywhere.
Can I drive to your area? Christy, can I drive to where
you are? No, because you're not registered in my county.
That's pre-voting. You didn't really vote, though. You did it wrong.
Let's just stir up fears. And
I don't care. My vote doesn't matter.
It's very fashionable to stir
my
up
vote
fear.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Said Christy.
Wow.
Nobody matters. I don't matter.
Man, the suffragette women are rolling in their graves.
Poor Christy.
Of course it matters. That's why I went.
Yeah,
that's why I'm taking my 18-year-old.
Of course. That's a fun thing.
Get an Uber.
We're teasing you about coddling her, but of course it's a wonderful.
No, it's a big deal.
Yeah, for her.
She asked me to do that.
Good.
I mean, will you take me to
bonding moment?
I wish someone would have called me before they went to the polls. I was telling my dad last week, I go, yeah, I might go today. And he goes, yeah, maybe I'll think about that. And I go, well, if you do, just give me a call. We could go vote together.
We could go vote together,
and then he calls me and he goes, well, guess what? I go, what? He goes, had to wait for 2 hours just to vote.
and you're thinking, hey, didn't we have a plan?
No, it was.
You know what the punchline would have been? Yeah, Sam and I waited for 2 hours.
Well, no, he likes to make phone calls. You guys know my dad. So if he had to wait in line for 2 hours making phone calls, that's about 1.5 phone calls for him.
That's right. True, yeah.
No, what happened was, see, every state's different and every county is different all over the country.
Correct.
And I found out there was this place you could go and it would tell you the pre-voting places where I am. There are like 5 or 6 places, whatever, and it tells you how long the wait is.
Yes.
And one of them was at 5 hours, one was 3, then one's at 57 minutes. I'm in. I got in the car, drove to the other side of town, and...
No, by the time you got there, 57 minutes.
It's like you texting us telling us there's a deer
exactly.
in the parking lot.
It
doesn't hold.
It's going to change. Everybody else saw that, and everybody else drove there.
If there is the power of prayer, that deer is going to hit Chick's car one morning, and he's going to go, why didn't you tell me?
What a good friend.
He's out there right now. I told you, I just took a leak out there,
so
and the deer
what?
Is staring at me.
So what?
I could get someone to hunter to come over here and thin the herd.
You can't do that right now.
Well, you know something. There are too many deer.
Hey,
okay?
Fell in my rifle.
All right, Bambi, get the hunters out there. Let's get rid of these things.
Oh, my goodness.
Tom, can we have an election cake? Can we bring back the election cake?
Well, there was an election cake?
The problem is yes. We're not going to know what day we can cut it. The way things are going.
So
the way things are going to be cutting
cut
it sometime
into
in January.
Will it be red or blue, and that's how we would be pick a president?
A little reveal cake?
Yeah.
Oh,
did
gosh.
You ever have an election cake as a kid?
No. I've never heard this before.
I think it was like... It has not been around for a long, long time.
When I
what's
was a kid...
What's the purpose of an election cake?
What's the purpose of... I have no idea.
You just had cake on election day?
That's right.
We did not. When I was a kid, my parents voted at my elementary school. Mm-hmm. And so it was super cool in one way because the gym was closed
yes,
for the day.
Same here.
And you got to see your parents at school.
Yeah. And if
mummy.
It was just so...
And
they had the stand-up booths where they would close the
right.
curtain.
Right.
Yes.
We were always fascinated.
With
the
levers. I got to do that once with the levers. Did you ever... You got to vote like that, didn't you?
Yeah.
One time.
Like a slot machine, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's...
Well, you click
something?
All these things?
It might as well be.
Josh, you would click
because somehow
things,
I always lose.
And then you'd pull the handle and it would register all the clicks that you made. It was cool.
Do you know, and without revealing anything, do you know how many times you have voted for the losing president versus the winning?
Me?
I'm just over 500.
I have no idea.
Really?
And
you
I
keep
have,
track.
And yeah. I have voted for presidents of both parties over the years.
Yeah.
Huh. I sat down the other day and did a little list. of the ones I voted for. And
boy, you have a lot of time on your hands.
Well, I was in line for 2.5 hours. I thought I'd
You're
go over
the
history of politics.
Interesting.
Now, we do have Christy Lee.
Election Day cakes are a spice cake.
Ooh. Yeah, they're lively.
Lively.
Unlike this discussion. Let's see now.
The Old Farmer's Almanac has a recipe for it.
The good one. You write that down.
You're the one who mentioned it.
Yes.
No, I brought it up.
No one's ever heard of it. It's a complete fallacy.
Oh, so that means it never existed. That's right.
Well, not apparently. It only existed in...
Back in colonial times.
Create some Robert Penmore in
back in colonial times, the Election Day cake was quite popular.
Exactly.
Josh.
See?
Yes.
I'll make a spice cake tomorrow for you guys.
Okay.
I like Christy's idea that it's sort of like a gender reveal. You cut in the color. Mm-hmm. But, and then obviously it's red or blue. Red velvet cake. What's the blue cake? Is there a blueberry cake?
Well, you could just dye it.
No, this year, no matter what happens, it'll be a brown cake.
Yeah. We'll just set the cake on fire.
It'll just taste like a lot of feces.
Unlike, this is great, unlike today, Election Day was treated as a party with people gathering from all over. Food and booze flowed.
Well.
Indeed, election cakes were a boozy affair.
That's what was easier to fix the election.
With lots of alcohol, soaked fruits and spices.
Hey, the Billings, these are drunk. Swap the ballots out.
They don't sell alcohol on Election Day, do they?
They do now.
No. Oh, they do.
They used to not.
No, the only cocktails this Election Day will be Molotov.
Election night.
It's going to be exciting.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.